Something that you don't see too much these days is the JSA within within cosplay, the Justice Society of America. And within the JSA are a flurry of characters over the years worth of iterations. And one that has been in both the JSA and the Justice League before is the gravity-defying Hawkman, a character that, just like your Arkham Knight, you flawlessly put together and portrayed with its epic wingspan, the astonishingly crafted helmet to the nth metal mace. I love it. There's the helmet right there. And it's amazing, man. The detail on the helmet is phenomenal. But I got to start with the wings, man. The wingspan on this is insane. What is the wingspan?
It was about, I think with the extra feathers I added, like 14 feet.
Jesus, dude. Yes. That is insane, man. Like, what are they made of? How'd you make the wings? Because they're epic, man. It's epic.
Yeah. So I'll preface this by saying the wings are no longer in existence. No.
Gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Yes! Let's take a sip from our Run It Up mugs. Oh God, it tastes so good. It tastes so good. I think you know it. It tastes like glory. It tastes like success. And it tastes like sexualization. And real quick, I won't waste everybody's time too long. Let's get our sexy voices going. Do you want to feel that glory, that success, and that sexualization? Well, if you head on over to the Side Project merch store right now, you can get these Run It Up mugs and all the other Run It Up merch, such as the tees and the hoodies. And there might be even tanks up there for the summertime when it gets summertime. And when you wear those tanks and those hoodies and those tees, or you sip from this mug, you feel and you taste that glory. But maybe you're not looking for glory, right? Maybe you're looking for success. And the Project Park mugs and the Project Park tees and the hoodies and the hats. There's a hat right there. Chario wears it all the time. You're going to feel success. You're going to taste success from the Project Park mugs. But maybe you're looking for sexualization. Maybe you want to validate your sexiness, only if you're 18 and above, obviously. You can get the Project Things, mugs, and the tees, and the hoodies available on the Side Project merch store right now, and you can feel that sexualization draped all across your chest, all in your mouth. Oh God, it's so sexy. You feel all of that, including the Project Things merch. The Project Lines merch. Sorry, I'm still thinking about that sexualization. The Project Lines merch. We've got the absolutely awesome merch over here. Let me get out of the way a little bit. Look at that. You know what that is? That's absolutely awesome. Hoodies, tees, tanks, long sleeves, beanies, hats, shorts. What else is up there? Pants? Sweaters? Did I say crewnecks? It's all available in the Side Project merch store right now. When you go there, you validate your sexiness, glory, success, sexualization. Lock it in. Tap in. Lock it in. Run it up. Anyway, let's get to the bread and the butter of this week's episode, because he is a prop maker impeccably, cosplayer phenomenally. Who? My guest this week. He's both. You might recognize him as he bends reality from one of the most critically acclaimed video games there is, the Batman Arkham series, as the Arkham Knight himself, ripping the video game straight from your consoles or PCs and bringing to life one of Jason Todd's alter egos, spoiler alert, in a, dare I say, perfectly replicated way, piecing together not only his Arkham Knight himself, but also making sure to leave eyes wide open as he spreads his wings as the Justice Society's Hawkman, taking flight and swinging the mace around in the process. Arkham Knight, Hawkman, Green Arrow, a Venomized Spidey, and so much more. He's been a previous Cosplay of the Week here on the show, as well as a panelist at the Side Project New York Comic Con panel of 2023. It's been a long time coming, so, ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Superman Fit.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
How's
for having
it going,
me.
Man? How's it going?
Fantastic. It's been crazy since New York Comic Con. Last time I saw you, we did the panel
right.
together.
And yeah, dude.
It's great to see you again.
It's great, man. I'm glad to finally have you here. I think I said it at the panel, actually. I was like, man, I got to get you on the show. We got to talk even more in depth, man. I want to talk to you about so many things. And finally, we are here, dude. I love it, man. I mean, let's not waste any time. Let's dive right into it, man. Let's get right into the, let's do the obvious. Let's get it out of the way, right? You're Arkham Knight, yep. Dude, right? Yes. We got the chance to talk about it a little bit at the panel that we did last year's New York Comic Con, but at the panel, it was shared with other guests, you know, such as your girlfriend herself, Seattle's Beauty, and the likes of Mass Mateo, Gracie the Cosplay Lass, as well as Soddle Up. So conversations were split between all of you, but you are here and now. So let's focus a little bit more, man. I think it's fair to say that you're pretty decently well-known, definitely not limited to, oh, there it is. There it is. God, it's so, oh, it's amazing, dude. It is amazing.
For those who haven't seen it.
Exactly. There it is, man. It's just you're Arkham Knight. It's detailed. It's beautifully done. It's accurate. And I believe you started working on this around, I'm guessing, 2020. At least that's one of your first posts on Instagram with it was around 2020 of you working on it, which would be about, I think, like 5 years. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. After the game came out. Obviously, taking inspiration from the game itself, but what was it about it exactly that first attracted you like to the Arkham Knight? What's the story behind first feasting your eyes on the Arkham Knight character and then transitioning it into the thought of like, I'm going to create this insanely accurate cosplay of this? Like, how did that all begin for you?
Yeah. So, I initially saw it. So I'm not a big video game guy. I had never played the game. I actually stumbled across it by Googling, you know, Batman concept. And I thought it was Batman concept art. So I was like, this would be awesome to design. I didn't know what it was called. I didn't know the name of the character. And actually started trying to design it myself in CAD.
Oh,
and I was like,
no way.
This is impossible. Like, there's too many lines. I wasn't experienced. And then just by happenstance, I think I either saw it on TO3D's website first or just through Googling, I found the name of it. And then I searched on TO3D's website and ended up having the entire model. So shout out do3d.com. They had the entire model. I downloaded it and started printing it almost immediately. And it was kind of hard to, obviously it's hard to bring something that only exists in a video game to life. Cause there's things you can do in motion capture and video games and programming that you can't do in real life.
Exactly.
Such as the double pistols turning into a rifle that I did, which is a feat in and of itself that I don't even want to go into, but as far as the suit goes, it's a little different. So, you know, typically you see a full Iron Man suit and you know, you make it look exactly like the character and those are hard to kind of piece together because there's certain gaps you either need to give up a little mobility for looks or give up looks for mobility. With the Arkham Knight, I got lucky because the whole thing isn't armored. It has gaps naturally between the armor, which made it a lot easier as my first full suit to piece together and wear semi-comfortably. So it was kind of a good intro suit. As intricate as it looks, I consider it an intro suit just because you have a lot of leeway to for sizing and combining all the pieces together.
And
as far as what initially attracted me to it, it's just the helmet. The helmet's awesome.
I bet. Yeah, it is. And it's funny that you said like you didn't know exactly what it was at first. Maybe you thought it was like a Batman concept art because I mean, you know, with the ears and everything, like the bat ears and whatnot. And it does look like to somebody who didn't play the game or someone who didn't know anything about it, it does look like it would be, it almost has like a reminiscent of Batwing. Do you know who Batwing is? The character Batwing?
I do.
Yeah, it kind of has that like Batwing look that like you kind of mentioned like Iron Man-ish kind of thing going with it. You know, like you wouldn't quite know and it does look like it would be a Batman like concept art or maybe even something like a Terry McGinnis Batman Beyond like futuristic thing or something, you know. So it does it does make sense to the blind eye if you didn't know. But from top to bottom, I mean, it's flawlessly approached, dude. Like you mentioned, the eyes light up. It looks armored as ever, even down to the weaponry equipped, which you mentioned as well, and everything in between. Can you kind of like walk us through the process of when you finally started piecing this thing together after you know, had the initial idea, like from the printing to the painting, to the LED eyes, just the tidbits of all the behind the scenes, like what's made from what and how you kind of approached this to make it what it is.
The first step was I think the first step you should do with any big suit project is you print the helmet and you kind of get, you want the helmet to look basically the way you want the rest of the suit to look. So typically in almost every armor, the helmet's going to have the same color as the rest of the pieces.
Right.
And usually the helmet isn't super intricate, so you can kind of play with the colors, mm-hmm. and you can print small sections of the helmet to see the colors in certain lights, see it at certain angles, and you can redo it without having to like reprint an entire armor piece. Right. So with this one, I printed the ears. I got the helmet right, and then I printed the ears at the same scale, and then I played with the different colors in the ears. And that's how I basically planned out the rest of the entire project.
So are the ears and the helmet, were they printed separately, or is it all like one piece? So, does it connect?
Yeah, so the helmet's essentially in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces.
Nice.
So this entire piece up to right here, mm-hmm. this is all one piece here. Each ear from here up is one piece. And then to get it on, this piece is separate and this piece is separate. Shout out Troy Baker for the signature. Thank you, sir.
Oh, sick. That's so sick, dude.
Voice of the Arkham Knight, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have these separate. So the helmet's in five pieces total. And yeah, you can kind of see like the different, it has all the same colors as the suit. So you could print like just a small back piece and plan that out and like play with the colors here. That's all smooth. So it's easy to sand and repaint if you have to. Yeah. So I recommend printing a small piece. Making sure you get the helmet right. Make sure you like the helmet, because that's kind of sets the tone for the rest of the suit.
Right.
And then you kind of go from there.
Yeah.
As far as getting the colors were really tough because I had to watch the game because I hadn't played it on the game system.
Yeah.
So I watched there's a full 12-hour playthrough on YouTube.
Yeah.
I watched that like 3 times, I think.
God damn.
And of course I watch just the segments for the Arkham Knight as well, and I wanted to match the color as close as I could. Mm-hmm. It's tough for the blue. So the gray was simple. That's you know, just a gunmetal gray.
I was gonna say that. Yeah.
The blue was tough because he's always kind of in the dark, and you have to imagine what it's like in the daytime.
Right.
So I think I bought like 4 or 5 different blues, painted them, and then kind of I played with the undercoat as well. Undercoat will kind of set the tone for how the top coat goes on, depending on how thick it is.
Yeah.
And you have to look at it in the dark, in light, in shadows, and you know, you want to make sure it stands out. So I did end up going with a little bit of a lighter blue just for picture's sake. Obviously in the dark, it'll be darker, and that's fine. And I've gotten some comments like, some people think it's all black armor, which I think there is a design that has all black, but I wanted to keep it to the game, which is blue, and then later turns into red, spoiler.
Yeah.
So for picture's sake and kind of the pop factor for pictures and videos and cons, I went with a little bit of a lighter blue than I think what's actually in the game.
I think it pops.
I think the color's beautiful.
Yeah, it looks good. Like in photos and videos, it looks amazing. Yeah.
It's very, very poppy and all. And
especially
then,
with
of course,
that gunmetal gray.
Yeah, it's it definitely plays off the gray well. And you can kind of see how dark it gets, even in shadows.
Yeah.
Like this side's a lot darker than the top. So I want to make sure the whole thing looked good in every situation.
Yeah, 100%. How did you go about the eyes? Just threw LEDs in there?
Yeah, so the eyes are a kit. I don't know if you'll just see in here, but it's a pretty popular kit. You can find it on eBay or AliExpress. You just type in cosplay LED eyes, and it's basically you get this whole piece here with an LED built in right there. And then it goes to a little battery pack, which you can hook up to an Arduino, to a regular battery pack.
Nice.
You can kind of see how bright they are. In this light, it's not super bright in here, so you wouldn't really be able to see anything. But in the daytime, you can see through them. So when they're on, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then obviously in a picture, you can't see through them this way. So
And then you've got the red shooting down as well. That's sick, dude.
That was a feat. Yeah, so I ran LED strips from the top corner and followed that, and then I covered it with some, I think, fake leather. And it's just the inside to match the color of the inside of the helmet, just so it wouldn't blind me every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But you can kind of see them on the inside running down there. I included the chin lights, and they're all hooked up to a little Arduino right up in there.
Yeah.
So that's what controls everything. And then battery packs right there. And I have a fan up in the top.
Oh, you got a fan in there too?
Yeah. So
I didn't know that. Yeah.
On the top side of the battery, there's you can see that piece of plastic going across there. I've shoved a fan up there. It's a unidirectional computer fan, like a little 5-volt.
Yeah.
And that's because first of all, it's really hot in here, but also the lenses were fogging up because I have a balaclava too, which seals in everything.
Right. Yeah.
So the fan kind of keeps the lights circulating, and it helps out a lot. Something that I totally forgot
and saw when you were holding that up is you have the microphone in there too, don't you?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Is it? So, I don't remember off the top of my head right now. I can't think of it from New York Comic Con, but is it also a voice changer? Does it change your voice a little bit, or is it just to amplify?
So yes and no. It is just a voice amplifier, which goes down into a speaker that's on my hip. But because the helmet is so, there's so many pieces in here, my voice kind of bounces off the inside and changes it.
I thought it did.
Still generally my voice, but it does have a weird kind of like metallic-y tone to it, which works perfectly for it.
Exactly. Yeah, it does. It's very Arkham Knight-y. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very Arkham Knight-y, dude. And then the under stuff, because you mentioned like how, you know, it's not all fully armored, even though it looks, you know, super armored. It does have gaps and things like that. So when it comes to like the camo and everything, like what exactly, did you just grab that like off an Amazon thing or something, or just, you know, regular camo? Like you matched it very, very well.
Thank you. So yeah, the base suit is a fake leather jacket, which, you know, it's hot, but it's really durable. I wanted to buy something that I could just attach a lot of things to and not worry about the strength of the actual material.
Yeah.
Everything's attached with Velcro. I just got low profile, high strength Velcro from Walmart.
Nice.
I went through a few iterations with magnets and Chicago screws, which you don't know those are. It's like a female and an end, and they screw into each other and you can make them really thin.
Right.
But those kind of pull on the fabric. The hole starts to get a little bigger and then you can like slide through. So I figured Velcro is by far the best way to attach armor. It's super secure. The stuff won't move around. It's not very heavy.
Nice.
So yeah, I attached all that. For the camo, I just bought black, like Amazon basic slacks. And then I hand painted all the camo myself.
No way. So, you just got lucky and it came like that. You know, I was like,
those were black pants. I took painter's tape and taped out the design for it. So I think I did all the white first. And I just used acrylic Walmart paint, like super cheap white and red paint, two coats. And then you just let it dry and you take it off. And if you tape it well, there won't be any blowouts. It'll look really clean. Wow. Probably took me like 3 or 4 days to do the whole thing just because you have to give it time to dry.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all from the dome, just looking at it and then trying to replicate it as close as possible.
That's super creative though and super cool. I literally thought maybe you just got lucky and grabbed like those camo pants. I didn't know you made them yourself. That's going the extra mile, man. You know what I mean?
I wish. It would save me a lot of time if I could buy them.
I bet, dude. And what's also like really cool about this cosplay as well is the fact that it looks so armored, and one may think that it might be a little bit more so difficult to maneuver in. And maybe it is for you because I'm not you, but on the outside looking in, I'd say you get around very decently. I mean, more than even in my opinion, being that we got the chance to shoot some fight scenes together with Saddle Up where punches are being thrown, jumping off walls are occurring. And I had such a great time shooting those, dude. I wish we had more time to make them longer because they're short, but man, I was so stoked when we finally released those, dude, because you guys looked incredible, man. And what would you say was like the most difficult aspect of putting the Arkham Knight together, you know, and did you go into the process with such a high capability of maneuver in mind?
Yeah. So first of all, to touch on the fight scene, like that, if you guys haven't seen that, it's on all of our pages, Saddle Up, mine, Chazzy's, Side Project Pocket. Like, it is a super cool, quick fight scene that we did. That was a lot of fun. Wish we could do that again.
Yeah, we got it.
As far as maneuverability, the maneuverability in the suit, obviously, I can do pretty much anything. I can run, jump. That's all fine. The hardest part is the helmet. So the eyes on the helmet are farther apart than human eyes. Which means when I'm walking, you'll notice when I walk, my head's always to one side. So I have to look through one eye at a time. And when I take the helmet off, I'm like cross-eyed for 30
seconds. Yeah, I was going to say like that. That's got to give you a headache every now and then too, man.
Yeah, it's crazy because I only have one eye looking for depth and the second eye is looking right at the front of the helmet. So it's like a constant switch my head back and forth. And then for the fight scenes, we wanted kind of like a dark, dingy look, which when I turn the eyes on, I can't see. So we had to like choreograph and I'd like kind of guess where Saab is going to be because if I don't turn the lights on, it doesn't look as cool. But for maneuverability in the suit itself, I didn't really pay any attention to it because I saw people like Frankly Built who has a full Iron Man suit. And I saw like how limited they were with between the shin pieces, the thigh pieces, the girdle, the or the cod piece. Yeah. Like I wasn't worried. I knew I wasn't gonna have to worry about that because I only have shin pieces. My whole thighs are open, and then nothing basically up until my chest. Right. So that whole section's wide open. I knew I'd be able to create pants with all the attachments that allowed me to walk and run and jump and squat down and like do all these things. Yeah. So the maneuverability part honestly wasn't that hard. The hardest part of making the whole suit was the helmet, V2 of the helmet, mm-hmm. with the moving lights, with the fan, fitting all the components in there with the microphone right in front of my mouth, like trying to get all that in there, plus the coating and everything. That's what was the hardest part of the suit. Everything else was honestly pretty smooth.
Well, it came out phenomenal, man. And being able to see it in action when we were in New York was just crazy. Cause I kind of thought too, when we were first talking about doing the fight scene before we had shot it, which by the way, just a little behind the scenes, like we literally talked about it and then we shot it. Like it wasn't like planned out or anything. And I know they're short, but I'm saying like, if anybody knows any sort of behind the scenes about shooting fight scenes and doing choreography and doing stuff, like even those, I think one's like maybe 6 or 7 seconds long. I think the other one's like maybe 10, 11 seconds long. But I mean, it didn't take us like forever or anything either, but I think it took like 30 minutes or longer or something like that. Right. It definitely took a little bit.
We were shooting for like a good hour.
Was it about an hour? Yeah. The time flies. I don't know.
I had a whole meet and greet and I missed the entire thing.
Oh shit. No way, dude. I didn't know that. Okay. Then it had to be an hour.
Good time, and like I missed the whole thing, which it was totally worth it. Like that was awesome.
Like the behind the scenes of it is like it takes time to do those things, especially because you want to shoot like a couple of the scenes a few times. You want to have a few takes, but when it comes time to the editing, you want to make sure it's right. You got to do a lot of different things. You shoot a couple different angles of the same thing over and over. But it was funny because we literally talked about it right after the panel, and we're like, yeah, let's just go. Let's just shoot it now. You know what I mean? We shot it real quick. But my point to it is that it was cool to see because I didn't know anything about like the maneuverability, you know what I mean? Especially like with the helmet as well. And I didn't know if the top pieces were, you know, difficult to move in or anything. And it was cool to see behind the lens. It was very impressive to see you jumping off the walls and doing all that kind of stuff. And it's really cool to see this put together so I would say flawlessly and so accurately, and then have that maneuverability. It just adds to it, you know, for situations such as conventions, situations such as walking around in general and shooting fight scenes and things like that. It's really cool. And with a lot of cosplayers, they'll have a cosplay such as like Batgirl, Moon Knight, Wolverine, whomever it may be, and take said character and said cosplay over time and add to it, build upon it, upgrades, if you will. With Arkham Knight, of course, you can change some things, switch things, polish some things up over time, add a couple things. But I think you're a little bit more limited than other characters, in my opinion, and I could be wrong. But being that the character kind of is what he is, looks how he looks, so you kind of have to think outside the box a little bit more when it comes to changing things. And something that I love is that that's exactly what you did with becoming the Arkham Nightmare, thinking outside the box and inspired by the nightmare sequence from Zack Snyder's Justice League universe. But it's so much more than that, man. It's all like those little details that one may miss. And I'd love for you to break that down as well. Your thoughts that you put into if Arkham Knight was present during a post-apocalyptic DC universe. This cosplay has so much more than meets the eye, from inspiration of Arkham Knight himself, Batman, and Red Hood. I mean, like, what's what? How did you approach this one?
Yeah, so that was actually born out of necessity more than just me coming up with some genius idea. I actually got, so during a photo shoot down in Richmond, Virginia, I got the top half of my suit stolen.
Oh, so no way.
I lost everything you see was, you know, it was all stolen. So they left me with the helmet, the shins, and the pants. And that was it. So everything got taken. Wow, dude. So I was like, well, this really sucks. But I wanted to do I wasn't sure if I wanted to do the Arkham Knight again. So I was like, I really like the character and I don't want to waste the parts that I have. Mm-hmm. So let me try and piece together something else. And I figured I had so much content with it already. Let's try and get some other pictures of something different. So I was like, what do I love that I can integrate into? And I was like, oh, we should do Arkham Nightmare and Jake, Foggy Knight 14, who's
previous guest and cosplay of the week on the show as well.
Exactly.
Yep.
He's actually coming up here in an hour or so. So I'll see him in a bit.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
But he was doing the Nightmare Batman. I was like, I should just match that. So I guess we can touch on kind of the accessories on it. The actual suit itself is pretty basic. It's a jacket, a Drew the Arkham Knight logo on the sides. I got kind of a military tack vest to put all the accessories on. And then the colorful accessories across the top, those are supposed to be shotgun shells. Mm-hmm. I have a black, blue, red, and then three green. Mm-hmm. So I have one to take out Batman. So basically the nightmare sequence is Darkseid is controlling Superman.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, if he controls Batman, I need a black shotgun shell to take out him. I need a blue shotgun shell to take out myself if I get control. I need a red one for Red Hood because he was also part of the shoot. And of course we have three green for each of us to take out Superman if we stumble across him.
Right.
So that was kind of the thought process behind those.
So cool.
And those are three glass bottles with resin, and I just colored the resin with some like UV powder or something. So they also glow in the dark, but you can't see it here.
That's so sick.
Yeah, they were fun to make. It was a quick little project. The batter, or I call them the Arkham Knight rings, attached to the side, the little throwing stars.
Yeah.
That's the Arkham Knight logo. I imported that into Tinkercad and kind of sharpened out the edges. They're actually really, really sharp.
Right.
And then I painted those kind of the similar colors, the suit. And then on the bottom, I have the full folding batarang to mimic the Arkham Knight batarang. And then I replaced the circle with the bat logo with the Arkham Knight logo. And then the wings kind of open up to match that. And then I went through, I weathered the whole thing. I made the, that scarf, made one for me and Jake to shoot with. And, it's kind of how I was born. So it was born out of a unfortunate accident, but it did come out really cool. So I was happy with it.
Yeah, it is amazing, dude. And there's also a shot here that I want to throw up on the screen. It may have already been up on the screen, but I just want to talk about it as well. The Superman Killing Squad with Foggy as Nightmare Batman, Gravel Road Cosplay as Nightmare Red Hood, and then yourself as Arkham Nightmare, shot by Brian Cox Photography. And it's just perfect, man. And there's all kinds of other shots as well that I'll probably throw up in editing and everything. It's probably up on the screen right now. And it's just so cool. It's crazy to hear the story of like, it wasn't necessarily 100% planned, but it came together so perfectly. And I'm a huge fan of the Zack Snyder Justice League. I'm a huge fan of what could have been and what we could have seen more of the nightmare sequence that was occurring in. It was in BVS too, wasn't it? The nightmare sequence? Was that in BVS too, or was that only in?
It was not in. So they had the flashback, I think, with the Flash. No, that was also in Justice League. I don't think there was anything in BVS.
I'm getting them mixed up. I can't remember if there was any sort of nightmare sequence in BVS. Was that only in Zack Snyder's Justice League?
It was only in Justice League because BVS, the end scene was just Lex Luthor going into jail.
That's right.
And then escaping. Going into jail. And that's when we saw Deathstroke.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Right. That's right. Yeah.
With Joe Manganiello's Deathstroke, which that's another dream cosplay of mine. I love that look.
Oh, man. Yes.
I love villains. So, like,
Me too.
Any cool looking villain, I'll do that.
We need more villain cosplays. I got to tell you, dude. Yeah. We need more villain cosplays. But this is so cool, dude. And then like the gun too, the rifle that you've got going there, if that is a rifle, like, and you've got the Joker painted on the kind of on the butt of the rifle, like just those little details, dude. That's so cool, man. And I always love this when I see it because I'm also, you know, I'm biased. Like I said, I'm a fan of this stuff, and my mind wanders, and I always think of like all the different DC characters that could be in that nightmare sequence that have this kind of like nightmare sequence look to it. And Arkham Knight was one that like I never even thought of. Like it didn't even cross my mind to have Arkham Knight in that sequence. And then when I saw yours, because I think I also showcased this, I think it might have been either when, I can't remember if it was when Foggy was on and I was talking to him about stuff, or if it was, I think it was Imposter Cosplay was on when I featured Foggy as a cosplay of the week. I can't remember. It's been such a long time ago. But there was a time where I threw these up on the screen and you were there, and that was my first time seeing it. And I talked about all of you guys.
It was with me and Eddie and Jake.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, it was. And I mentioned it for something. I don't remember if it was during an episode or during a cosplay of the week. I mean, during a guest talking about it or during a cosplay of the week. But I remember that was my first time seeing it when I was prepping for that episode. And I was like, dude, so cool because I'm biased to that situation. But absolutely sick, man. I mean, so sick, dude. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about so much more, dude. There's so many more things that I want to talk about. But before we do that, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's cosplay of the week. Oh, and this week's cosplay of the week is none other than Cosplay Ben. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about. If lasers could come out of my eyes, it would be happening right now. Now! And this is of his Black Manta. And this thing is phenomenal, dude. It's absolutely insane, man. It is absolutely insane. And you know what? I realized that I didn't put who took this photo. So we're going to improv it in the moment right now. That way I can give the photographer credit. I'm going to try to multitask here. But the filament was by Overture 3D Filament. And then the 3D printer, he credits the 3D printer as well. Any Cubic Official on Instagram. And his Black Manta is just absolutely insane. I also got the chance
It was shot by NY Cosplayer.
NY Cosplayer, there it is. I thought it was, but I forgot to write it down. Shout out to NY Cosplayer, man. He shares my stuff. I share his stuff. Absolutely awesome. He does phenomenal work. He just did a crazy cool Red Hood and Bizarro shoot with Capture Realm and Sin City Dark Knight, I believe. Insane. Red Hood and Bizarro, and they just did a phenomenal job with that. Shout out to him. Sorry, I forgot to write that down, man. I must have, mistakes happen, brother. Mistakes happen. But yeah, Cosplay Ben. Oh, and by the way, we've got guest and previous Cosplay of the Week, Superman Fit here today, ladies and gentlemen. This week, ladies and gentlemen, in case this is just a promo clip on Instagram, which it is, and you didn't end up watching the full episode, go watch it because we're talking about his Arkham Knight, his Arkham Nightmare, his Hawkman. That's right, I said Arkham Nightmare. Go watch the whole thing and all the amazing stuff that he does with his builds and the creativity that goes behind it. We're talking about all that this week. But Cosplay Ben, this thing is phenomenal, man. I've been a fan of your Black Manta for a very long time. I got the chance to shoot your Black Manta, and that's probably up on the screen right now, at New York Comic Con myself. And it's just sick, dude, from head to toe. I mean, I don't even know if there's too much to really talk about. We've all got eyes, and we can see it. This thing is absolutely phenomenal. Ripped straight from the movie, ripped straight from the comics. Just an insanely, insanely good job, dude. And this is the invite right here, man. I think we've even talked about it before, but I want to get you on the show, and we've got to talk. We got to talk in depth about this, man. But I also want to throw up another one up on the screen. I'm throwing that up right about now. And it is of his Joker Man. Dude, the ha-ha-has on the suit. The Joker bat symbol across the chest. Just the green, the purple, the white, the big, the mask, the bat cowl with the just elongated Joker chin with the Joker smile. It's insane, dude. It's absolutely insane. And the edit is by Pixel Lens, and the suit file is by CQ.craft. I believe that's a CQ. I'm so sorry. I cropped it by accident. I'm dealing with an infected eye, you guys. I got a bacterial infection in my eye, and so I must have not been 100%. Actually, I'm not 100%, and I'm pushing through it right now, so forgive me on the any mistakes, man. But this thing is equally amazing, dude, and the edit is phenomenal. Pixel Lens as well with the I'm drawing a blank. Jared, what are those called? What's the thing called in the background of that?
Ferris wheel?
Is it Ferris wheel, right?
Yes.
That's what it's called. Okay, I was thinking carousel, and I was like, that's not right. I know that's not right. Close enough. That's the other thing.
Some kind of carnival ride.
It's a thing that spins. That's what we know. It's awesome, man. Everything about this is just phenomenal, dude. And Cosplay Ben makes so many other crazy builds, dude. You guys, if you're not already following him, go check it out because he's got all kinds of amazing stuff. Jared, Superman Fit, do you have anything that you want to say before we round this segment out?
Some of these pictures, the Black Manta, I think, was taken at New York Comic Con. I actually never got to see it. I don't know how. I really wanted to see it. I wanted to see his Blue Beetle. I'm partial to Joker, Batman, so the Joker Man was cool. Mm-hmm. He's done Arkham Knight Red Hood. He's done other Red Hood variants. He's done Chainsaw Man. Like, all of his builds are amazing.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of weird. I can't speak to the quality because, again, I haven't seen it in person.
Yeah.
But in the pictures and his reels and everything that I follow, it looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't wait to see it in person. They look amazing. Yeah. I can't wait to meet them.
Yeah. Yeah. If you guys had something that lined up and you did a collab together, oh man, that would be sick, man.
Yeah. I think that'd like an Arkham Knight Red Hood and an Arkham Knight suit together would be
Yeah, dude, that'd be insane, man. It's such a good job, man. Shout out to everybody involved that helped Cosplay Ben, that shot Cosplay Ben, that edited with Cosplay Ben and his cosplays and everything. Because Cosplay Ben, everybody go, please go follow him at Cosplay Ben, spelled exactly how it sounds. Because Cosplay Ben, your Black Manta and Joker Man cosplay of the week for me and Superman fit is amazing. Oh, man. Jared, Superman fit. I want to talk to you about more stuff, and I noticed that we were going to talk about it, and we are. But before we do that, I want to hit a little curveball with you real quick, and I want to get into a segment that I like to call Shotgun Questions. And what Shotgun Questions is supposed to be a little bit more of a rapid-fire segment, but it never really ends up being that rapid-fire. It's a series of maybe 3 to 4 questions, depending on what we have in time. It's all fun and games, nothing serious. And like I said, it's supposed to be a little bit more rapid-fire, but it never ends up being that rapid-fire. We always end up having a little bit of a conversation about it, and that's okay. Let's see how much fun we can have when I ask you, in film, in live action, which do you want to see play out more? Jason Todd's interaction with Joker and then becoming Red Hood, or Jason Todd going up against Batman as Arkham Knight?
Obviously, Jason Todd going up against Batman as Arkham Knight. And the reason I say that, I think it could work, is because in Batman versus Superman, I think we see Robin's suit with the ha 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 on it.
Right.
And they kind of glaze over the fact that Joker killed Robin. And like, no one really cared. They just assume it. And that's why Batman's mad.
Yep.
I think if we kind of just kind of like glaze over the fact that he was tortured and whatever, and we just see the suit, he just enters into the picture. I think that'd be sick.
I got it. That's one great way to go about it, since it was just like not talked about, you know. That's one great way to go about it.
You know, he's kind of a side character. Yeah. It could be a cool story to see him abducted and tortured and for 6 months or a year, whatever it was, but I just want to see him like walk in, see the lights start shining from the shadows, and then he just comes out and
that'd be sick, dude. Definitely, man.
Mint.
Let's up the ante a little bit. Out of these Batmen, you've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson. You can only choose one, and the rest Affleck, there we go. Easy, man. Easy. I love it, dude. I love it. All right. You're a prop maker. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I mean, if you want me to explain, I can. If not, we can just keep going.
Go ahead. We always end up explaining a little bit, so go ahead.
I'll take like 10 seconds. I just love Batfleck's version. He was killing. He was angry.
Yeah.
He was torturous. Mm-hmm. He was like just merciful. Like it was just the perfect rendition of an angry Batman.
Yes.
Second, I'd have to go Pattinson. Mm-hmm. He did a great year two, which of course, like the year two could lead into the Batfleck version.
Yeah. Right.
But Ben Affleck for me was peak Batman. Yeah. Angry.
I agree. Yeah.
Vengeance.
He was just fed up. He was I'm done.
The warehouse fight scene in Batman vs Superman is like the greatest live action fight scene I've seen for Batman.
I agree. Everybody has their opinions on Affleck as Batman and which Batman they would choose and which Batman is their favorite. But I swear, man, we all have to agree that that is one of the best, if not best, Batman fight scenes in film. Hands down. It's gotta phenomenal. Be, dude. It's great. Yeah. You're a prop maker. You're a cosplayer. When we were at the NYCC panel, I asked you if you got like an extra fulfilling factor being able to do both, work on and rock your own creations, and you said yes. That being said, if you had to, hypothetically speaking, make a choice on being solely a prop maker or solely a cosplayer, which would you choose?
Oh, man, that's tough.
Right?
It's right off the bat, I would probably say cosplayer.
Right, right.
I'm assuming if I pick prop maker, that means I can't do cosplay anymore.
Yeah, you're just fulfilling that joy of creation, you know, but you don't get to rock the creation.
Cosplayer, then for sure. Okay. Like prop making is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm a very creative, hands-on person, and I kind of go stir crazy if I'm not working on something.
Yeah.
But as far as like the interactions and the environment and like going to the cons and seeing people's faces light up, you can achieve that with a store-bought suit. You know, it's not, you don't have to physically make something for people to be impressed. Yeah. Like, of course, prop makers / cosplayers go over the top by creating something and then wearing it and showing it, as opposed to solely prop makers who make things for other people to show off in person. But as someone who enjoys being around other people and going to the cons, and it goes beyond cosplay when you go to the cons and start making these like actual friendships, being a cosplayer is by far more important than making props to me, for sure.
Nice, dude. Nice answer. That's good, man. Hell yeah. Okay, last one. Outside of the realm of like pop culture and stuff, if you could time travel to any time period, any era, where would you go and why? And you can have up to three different choices if you so need three.
Okay. Number one, because I'm obsessed with stars and the solar system and everything, I want to go back to the beginning.
Oh, wow. How did it actually start? Such a good answer. Damn.
I want to see, I've always, like, since I was a kid, I've always wondered how it all started.
Yes.
There's thousands of, was it God? Was it the Big Bang? Was it a slow expansion? Was it something different?
Yeah.
Are we in a simulation? Who created it? I want to see the very beginning. I want to see how it all started.
That is an incredible pick, dude. No one's ever said that. That is incredible. Really? Yeah. That would be amazing.
I don't know how I'd get there with a time machine because I don't know what to plug in. But
yeah, all the logistics are up in the air, but that's
amazing. Get it
amazing.
To zero and then shoot me over the
exactly. Damn, that's a good one.
That would by far be number one. Number two, probably like medieval times. I've always loved the medieval culture. I love going to rent fairs. Obviously, it's not anything even close to what it was like, but and we just did medieval times, which is a restaurant where they do jousting and they have knights and you eat and you watch the event. I think seeing medieval times would be awesome. Kind of Game of Thrones-y.
Exactly.
That's
a good pick, yeah. That's a common pick right there.
I don't know. The Roaring Twenties looks kind of fun, man.
It does, yeah.
Get me out of there in 1928 before it all goes downhill. Oh, yeah, but
exactly.
20 to 28, like shoot me in there real quick. And I think it'd be fun. Everyone's thriving, having a good time.
Those old school eras always intrigue me as well, from like the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, even the 50s. Like it intrigues me. I like that like old school like New York and Chicago, like with the hats and the pea coats too. Like I like that look. I like that feel. The cars back then, like I love the way that they look. Like unmatched. Oh man.
Yeah,
those always intrigue me. Oh man, that was fun, dude. That was Shotgun Questions. Plow. Something that you don't see too much these days. Well, I guess you see a little bit more of it since the Black Adam film had came out, but is the JSA within cosplay, the Justice Society of America. And within the JSA are a flurry of characters over the years worth of iterations. And one that has been in both the JSA and the Justice League before is the gravity defying Hawkman, a character that just like your Arkham Knight, you flawlessly put together and portrayed with its epic wingspan, the astonishingly crafted helmet to the nth metal mace. I love it. There's the helmet right there. And it's amazing, man. The detail on the helmet is phenomenal, dude. And we're going to get to the helmet, but I got to start with the wings, which the helmet has wings too. But I got to start with the wings, man. The wingspan on this is insane. What is the wingspan? Do you know?
It was about, I think with the extra feathers I added, like 14 feet.
Jesus, dude. Yes. That is insane, man. Like what are they made of? How'd you make the wings? Because they're epic, man. It's epic.
Yeah. So I'll preface this by saying the wings are no longer in existence because
no way.
New York Comic Con trashed them.
Oh,
and then
no.
the actuators also just broke. So they didn't extend anymore. I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
But they look cool in the pictures.
Yeah. So they look amazing, dude.
The feathers themselves were, I went through a few different iterations. I reached out to some people to ask kind of, I guess how to get the foam to look how I was seeing other people doing it.
Right.
And I kept trying foam, but it just didn't work. So I ended up just buying hard cardboard. Mm-hmm. And I did two pieces of cardboard with one piece sticking out of it. So the two pieces are gold and the one sticking out from in between them is the red piece at the bottom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And those actually held the shape like really, really well. Mm-hmm. I put a piece of metal rod that ran down the middle of them just to keep them kind of, straight the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I strung them all together so that when they opened, they would all kind of pull open, cohesively and kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I wrapped them in a gold foam on the top to kind of hide the PVC pipe that they're all attached to.
Insane.
So it was kind of a mix of paper, foam, metal. And then a lot of time trying to get them to look great, which I think they came out decent, but it was just,
I think they came out great.
Thank you. Yeah. They were really hard to travel with.
Man, I bet. I was going to ask, how did you travel with those? Did you drive or fly? I don't remember.
We took the train.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
So we're in DC, Amtrak to New York from, or Amtrak from DC to New York is amazing. It's great. You can bring on like tons of bags. So we actually folded them. I had to take off the wings, which are all individually screwed on.
Yeah. Wow.
I had to take those off. I peeled off the gold because that's all Velcroed on. And I put everything in a big black bag, carried it, and then had to reassemble it at the con in the hotel. It was a nightmare. Like, it was just...
It looks amazing, dude. The nightmare that you had to go through, but it looks phenomenal, man. I think... Because I had to leave early when we were at New York Comic Con, unfortunately. And I think you did this the day I left or the day... I think it was the day after. The day after I left. I wanted to get video of this so bad. So you said that they opened... Did they, like... If I was getting video of it, do they open, like that? Or do you have to like leave it? It can actually open in real time. Sick, dude.
It was they were on. So, I'll get that. I can show you later. But in the mace, I bought the mace from MMM Mystery or something. Their 3D file, and I hollowed out the bottom section, and I actually fit the IR receiver remote in the mace itself. So there's a few different ways you can control actuators or attach it to your arms. I wanted to like not look awkward when I'm opening them.
Right.
So I could just hold the mace and they just start opening. And it was supposed to look
I can't believe
seamless.
I missed it.
And it worked great right up until it didn't. But
yeah.
It
was insane, dude.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then I wanted the mace to spin, but I couldn't get a motor strong enough that was that small, so I just made it light up instead.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Maybe that was a good way to supplement the non-spinning mace.
Dude, I wanted so bad to get video of this, and that would have been so cool. Like, I'm picturing it in my head right now, like a slow pan with the music behind it, and then it slowly opens up, and then the music gets more menacing. Like, oh my God, that'd be so sick, dude. Is there a plan to remake the wings or no?
I will remake the wings. I don't know if I'm going to go back to motion or just stationary wings. I haven't really figured that out yet. The motion's cool, but they don't look, I mean, and the only advantage of that is like their lower profile. So like when they were closed, it was only like 4 to 4.5 feet wide, which when you're moving through a busy con, that's not that bad. I mean, still probably have to go sideways, but it's not as bad as like 14 feet. If I was making fully open all the time, I would have to play with different designs. And I don't know if I'd just go like higher up, kind of, you know,
make them
like this.
Yeah.
So it's not as wide, but having them straight out wide all the time is like a non-negotiable right there.
It's insane. Yeah. You mentioned it, and I know you credited a couple different people with helping you with this project and giving you advice on the foam work and different aspects. So, I mean, what's what and who did what or who lent any help or advice? And I know you put this off for a while as well and then hit crunch time with New York Comic Con. So, like, how long did it take you as well, like, all in all?
Yeah, so unfortunately, everyone who helped me, like, I do really appreciate their help, but I didn't use any of it because only had help for the foam wings.
Gotcha.
And as much as I appreciate everyone's input and their help and their time, I didn't end up using it. It was, I had to go with paper because that was the only way that I could personally get it to operate and look the way that I wanted. I honestly probably wouldn't even have finished it for New York Comic Con, but I applied to the cosplay competition.
Right.
And then they accepted me and I was like, oh crap, I actually have to finish this thing.
Yeah, like now so I have to do it.
I think I finished it in like 3 weeks.
Wow.
I had the helmet done and I had like half of the armor printed. Mm-hmm. So I had to paint. I had to sand and paint all the armor. I had to make the entire wings. I made the pants myself. I sewed the pants. I added all the details on the pants with foam.
Wow.
I had to attach everything. And then I had to figure out how to make it all stay together and then come off quickly.
Yeah.
It was just
insane.
A nightmare.
Insane.
It was a lot of work.
And then what about the helmet? I mean, how'd you pull that off with the wings on the helmet and everything? And they're also gigantic. They got a wingspan of their own going on there, you know?
The wings on the helmet are actually 18 inches from this front point all the way up to the top corner.
Yeah.
I actually made them removable because I knew I wouldn't be able to travel with them. They're too flimsy. So I used I don't know if you can see up here, but they're little... They're the little like paper clip things you stick through paper and they open up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're kind of stuck right now, but I use those to stick inside the helmet, little like brass fasteners, I think is what they're called. Mm-hmm. And I use like a little washer on the inside and then I opened them and that keeps them on in the right spot for pictures. And then I can just close them and pull them out for travel.
Insane.
And it worked out really well. The helmet was by far the hardest part. I almost made the whole thing gold until I saw some behind the scenes pictures and saw these were actually silver, these inlays.
Yeah.
So I reached out to Legacy FX, who made it for the movie.
Wow.
They gave me a couple pointers. They wouldn't tell me what gold they used because it was still hush hush. And obviously that's fine, but I tried. Yeah. So I ended up using a vintage gold Rust-Oleum, and it weathers beautifully.
That's what I was gonna say. White, it looks amazing.
It is like, it's gorgeous. I love it. These are the red lenses that I used in the movie, so this can come off and go up into the eyes.
Right.
With the gold, and then the silver is just a rub and buff, and I just cleared the whole thing, and I love it. Came out great.
Yeah,
I love
it's amazing. That's something I was going to say too. Is the weathering on it? It just looks amazing, dude. I mean, what would you say?
It was a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
I bet it. Oh wow, the detail in the back there. I didn't see that at first.
Yeah. Again, I didn't design this, but the designer, DO3D, again, did an amazing job. Phenomenal.
It's phenomenal, dude. It brings it all together. This Hawkman is insane, dude. It's insane. And like I said, I wish I could have shot video of it, man. I mean, what would you say you have learned from the time between making your Arkham Knight and this Hawkman? Like, do you feel you've grown as like a prop maker, learned anything new? Because I mean, you also helped Seattle's Beauty with her Hawk Girl as well, which is also equally phenomenal. A cosplay that I had the pleasure of shooting at New York Comic Con. And has Hawkman or the help that you lent with Hawk Girl pushed you in any tough but rewarding ways since, you know, from Arkham Knight to Hawkman to Hawk Girl and everything in between?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hawk Girl was actually, she used my chest piece that I printed first, ended up being too small. So she kind of cut it up into sections to make it look more feminine.
Yeah.
And then I helped her create some other pieces for it. She did all the work herself though. She probably did like 75% of it herself.
Insane.
And she used the mace that I made to shoot with hers just to kind of bring the whole look together. But as far as like learning different things, I learned how to sew. My mom got us a sewing machine for Christmas.
Nice.
And since then it's been on like nonstop. Sarah's made an Electra completely herself. She made a full, Mortal Kombat Jade herself.
Oh man.
So sick. I kind of had to keep up with her. So I was like, all right, I'm going to make my own pants. So I bought fabric and got a template, or I made a template, I think, out of just like compression pants I had. Mm-hmm. And I sewed the pants myself. So that was one skill I learned. I learned how to use foam as part of, so there is a little bit of foam in the Arkham Knight, but it's more of like padding. It's not actual display piece.
Right.
So all the details of the pants are all foam. So I kind of have to learn how to paint and soldering iron to get details into them and then attach them without the glue coming out and showing and looking messy. Learn how to use a little bit more leather. So like the gauntlet and glove or leather straps that go around my arm and kind of stay in place. Obviously all the foam work and the paper work on the wings, getting wings to open and contract. Like the Arkham Knight is very simple compared to all the logistics.
To what you did with
the logistics that went into making Hawkman. Definitely grew. And then the weathering, I think, on Hawkman is miles better than Arkham Knight, but
yeah, the weathering alone on the helmet is just, it's a standout for sure, dude. It's a standout for sure. With that being said, it transitions perfectly to my next question, which is like, whether it be the epic builds that I think is Arkham Knight or Hawkman or the creativity thought that went into, or I guess kind of just the happy accident that went into Arkham Nightmare, or even your arrow ascending green arrow that you've done, or maybe it's your Daredevil or your Spidey as well. Like, what would you say, if anything, that you'd like to discuss, do you have your sights on next? Is there something that you've always wanted to try building, making, bringing to life, or even if it's maybe more so a less of a workload per se kind of cosplay, what's the future of cosplay look like for you right now?
So you haven't seen it yet because you didn't, I don't know if you saw my stories, but when at KatsuCon, and kind of I'll back up a second. So Jake, FoggyNet14, he's always begged me to do Wolverine.
I've seen you doing some stuff. I also saw the skit that you did with the keyboard.
with the claws
and the keyboard. Yeah.
So he's been begging me to do Wolverine. So I was like, screw it. Wolverine Deadpool's coming out. And Sarah was kind enough to get me a sponsored Wolverine suit from Sim Cosplay.
Nice.
So I got my first picture back from KatsuCon. I don't remember who took this picture. I'm sorry. But when I posted on my Instagram, I haven't posted it yet. I'll be sure to tag them. But that's like,
oh, sick, dude. It looks so good. Yeah.
It was so much fun. It's my new favorite cosplay.
Nice.
It's comfortable.
Dude.
Right? Like, it's just fun. Like, it's fun. Everyone knows who it is immediately. There's no questioning. Like, at the Arkham Knight, they're like, are you Captain Iron Bat? Are you, like, this random Mod Pod?
Yes.
Are you Blue Beetle? Are you, like, Mr. Optimist? Like, it was just...
I remember you talking about that at the panel, and everybody in the audience was laughing when you brought that up. I gotta elaborate a little bit more. What are some of the things that people have said? I know you just named a couple, but what are some of the things that people have said when you're rocking Arkham Knight that they think that you are?
So this is my full list of villains that I've gotten. I keep a running total. So I have Captain Iron Bat, Blue Beetle, Batman, Ant-Man, mm-hmm. Batwing, Robocop, Nightwing, Psycho Blue, Captain Arkham, Iron Knight, Bat Cap, Captain Panther Man, Freedom Bat, Cap Bat, Bat Cap, Captain Iron Nightmarica.
Oh, Cyberpunk, man, that one's a mouthful.
I'm only halfway through it. I'll save you. But
that's crazy. That's funny, though.
Savitar.
Savitar. There's a lot of Power Ranger ones in there, in case anybody didn't know what those are from. Those are Power Rangers names.
I didn't know, so thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so a lot of those are Power Rangers.
Yeah, I keep a running total. So every time I hear a name at a con, I just add it to the list, and I'll do something with that eventually, but I'm not sure what yet.
That's funny, man. So Wolverine definitely is your newest favorite, man. And then I know you mentioned, you did mention earlier in the episode, Deathstroke. Is that ever going to be something that you actually are going to do? You said that was always on your something that you liked, you know?
Yeah, I think the Justice League Deathstroke is definitely something I'll do at some point, if not just a helmet. But the next, I do want to do a full suit build. I'm kind of out of space in my current living situation to add a full suit. But my next suit, I was actually talking with Frank LeBill at KatsuCon, and I was like, what would be cooler? Because I have Mark 46 Iron Man files, which is my favorite design of Iron Man.
Yeah.
That's the one that was in Civil War.
Yeah.
And then DO3D also released a free file for Iron Bat of 2 years ago, maybe. And it's a crossover of Iron Man and Batman.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest looking cosplay design I've ever seen, but I love it. Like, I just think it's sick. I think there's a lot you can do with it. It's
right.
You know, he has like the fins, but he has like kind of an Iron Man face with the bat ears.
Nice.
And a big bat symbol at chest that's all supposed to be illuminated.
That's sick.
There's like a lot to play with there. And like, do I want to do, I've seen so many people do Mark 46 and do it extremely well. I don't know if I just want to clutter that space and just do another one, which, like, if you want to do a 46, go for it. If that's your favorite suit, absolutely do it. I like doing unique things. Like, there's only a few cosplayers do Arkham Knight. There's only a couple that do Hawkman.
Exactly.
I want to do something that I don't think anyone's done, a full Iron Bat suit. So
I don't think
think I want to do that. I think it would be really cool, really unique. And if I do it well, I think it would be really well received.
Yeah. Definitely, dude. That's sick.
And also, I haven't really branched into like the whole Marvel thing yet until I post Wolverine, but it's a cool crossover to like mix people who followed me probably for Batman.
Right.
And then kind of getting him also into the Marvel side.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's cool, dude. It's like a bridge the gap. And then like, I got more coming from over here too. That's sick, dude. I dig that, man. Well, we are going to get ready to get out of here, dude. It has been absolutely awesome. I want to give the floor to you, man, before we do get out of here. I want you to be able to say whatever it is that's on your mind, whatever you want to say, plug whatever you want to plug. Just the floor is yours, man.
Thank you to everybody who made KatsuCon that just happened last weekend amazing. Met a lot of really cool people, linked up with a lot of older friends, shot another insane video with Seattle's Beauty, my girlfriend, and King Con Creates. We already had that mess of an Arkham Knight video. Now we have a new mess of a Wolverine video.
Nice.
It'll be nuts.
Yeah.
And then for anyone who's new to cosplay, who hasn't gone to a con or scared to do a cosplay, just do it. Like, go to a con, even if you're not in cosplay, kind of see what it's like.
Yeah.
See what the cosplayers are like. Usually they have a booth. You can go and talk to them. Follow your favorite cosplayers, get inspiration from them. Definitely follow IG Hates Chazzy and Side Project Podcast. He posts a ton of cosplays all the time, and curated for what he looks for, which he has a pretty good eye for really, really good cosplays.
You.
And
thank you.
Just make sure you go out there and have fun. Don't put anyone down. Always boost up your friends and just have a good time cosplaying.
Yeah, man. Great message. Goddamn. Really good, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Superman Fit. Please go follow him if you're not at Superman Fit with two T's at the end. Dude, it's been awesome, man. I'm stoked that we kind of did this last minute for anybody that doesn't know behind the scenes. And I'm stoked that
yesterday, we made it happen.
exactly. Kind of the same way we did those fight scenes. You know what I mean? Last minute.
Exactly.
Man, dude, it was great having you on the panel when we did that, man. It was great shooting the fight scenes, dude. It was great having you here and talking with you. I've been wanting to talk to you a little bit more in depth about stuff, man. And definitely welcome you back once you got even more stuff going on and we can get into details about everything else in the future, man. It would be great, dude. Like I said, man, I appreciate you being here. Ladies and gentlemen, please go follow him, Superman Fit, with two T's at the end. And to everybody watching right now, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over on YouTube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button, and when you do, it goes, oh, and you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you for watching and listening on Spotify as well, because videos are available on Spotify. When you go down, you follow, and you rate, and you do all those things that you do on Spotify, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHatesChazzy, and that is my personal, and everything else you need to follow me is on the screen right about now. If you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can follow it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's Project with a K. My monitor's not working. My monitor just shut off. So I have no idea where my thumb is pointing right now. I'm hoping it's pointing at the K. There it is. There's something going on with my monitor. Nobody can see. What a day today is behind the scenes. All the mishaps. There we go. There it is. I see it with a K. For me, for Superman Fit, we are out of here.